This is happiness, to be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Mood Prep. My name is Dave Nixon, and today is the start of a new little mini-series for the next six episodes, which is the six human needs. So over the next six episodes, I'm going to cover off on what are the six human needs. Now, these I first came across with through Tony Robbins, and it's one of the things that I teach in both my connected coaching seminars and also my four-day next level internships to coaches and fitness professionals, I suppose. No, I don't suppose, I know, but fitness professionals, because we want to be able to get them to gauge how to use these six human needs to be able to maximize their impact in their community and also maximize their impact in the way that they run their business or their services. And so this isn't the Maslow's hierarchy of needs. That's a different set of needs, although there are similarities. These are simply six human needs. And as I go through them, I hope to make them clear so you're able to understand why they're important, where they come from, and then how to create that in your day. And then making sure that you can replicate that and be creative with it. If you have a business, how you can assess that in your business and apply them as well. So the first human need of the six is the need for certainty. The need for certainty, for structure, for order, right? For discipline, for all of that. And the reason why this is so, I mean, it's so interesting how it goes back to like chaos and order, like the requirement for us to have some sort of certainty, which really is security and safety. Like we need to have a certain level of certainty to know that the ground that we're standing on isn't going to fall in. You know, when there is a certain level of certainty within our role and our position, we can do it better. You know, when if we feel like we're under the chop, then that's when panic and chaos in its bad form can really start to kick in. And so certainty is one of the needs that we need to make sure within our life that we have a balance and something sturdy that we can be supported by. And I've spoken to plenty of people like this, and a good example is I was speaking to a client who is in the finance game, and coming into the end of the financial year, they still want to train, but they don't want to go through the same mental hoops to be able to get the same sort of result out of the training. So to them, what becomes important towards the end of the financial year is just coming in, lifting a few weights, doing a few workouts that they know they can manage. Because to them, it's like the end of the financial year for them is so uncertain that training cannot be another uncertain thing for them, or they won't enjoy it. But as soon as work goes back to this sort of stable, certain, consistent, predictable space, they then also then go, cool, let's kick training back up again. It's really quite interesting, but we see it a lot. And so knowing myself, I've had to look at me and go, okay, I have so much, if I'm not careful, I'm so much just chaos. And if I'm really unhealthy, it's just scattered chaos. And so I've really focused on going back and thinking, how can I create more order in my life and more certainty? And so one of those things is that I pick one thing every single day. I'm like, all right, I'm going to do this one thing tomorrow. It's a medium-sized task, right? It's like, I'm going to learn how to edit videos tomorrow. Now, not edit videos and be done forever. It's like, I'm just going to spend an hour doing that tomorrow. I'm going to search how to build, you know, create a podcast. I'm going to set up a calendar and I'm going to clean my car. I'm going to shave my face. It could be that. But what I'm getting at here is that doing those one thing, just that one thing that creates a little bit more order in my life, over the space of a month, I've done 30 things, right? And those things become exponential because they create certainty and stability and structure on other certain stabilities, stable structures. There we go. Got it. Blah. And so because of that, it allows us to have this security and understanding that we've got this sort of safety in knowing that this part of our life is somewhat stable, and that allows us to question other things healthily. And so our requirement to have certainty in our life and routine and a calendar and all of that is so crucial, but it's dangerous. We don't want to go so far into order, so far into this, like, you know, the numbers. We don't, it going so far one way is just as dangerous as not going into it at all. And it's because then you become, especially to yourself. So if you set a calendar and set out a to-do list for yourself, and that's your order for the day, and you look at that and you go, would I give this to someone else and tell them that's how to have a good life? And if the answer is no, then why the fuck are you giving it to yourself? And that's one of the worst things about, especially like people that are self-employed, but, you know, uni students also do this, and most other people do it. They'll set out their tasks, and then they are their own worst enemy, or rather worst enemy. They are their own worst employee, and they're even a worse boss, right? It's like, this is what you're going to do. And it's like, I don't want to do it. And it's like, yeah, but if you don't do it, you're going to be punished, and I'm going to make you feel like shit. Oh, fuck. And off they go, and they do nothing, right? And that becomes this spiral downwards. And so putting too much order into our life actually takes away from play. It takes away from creativity. It takes away from all that sort of stuff, and puts this pressure on what we should be doing, who we should be. And then when we don't live up to this random should, like, parameters that we gave ourselves, we start to feel bad about it. And so going too far into order, going too far into everything being certain, actually makes it boring, and we often rebel. So have a look at your day. Look at what things in there you can have certainty. One of the things for me is also, I go to the coffee shop every morning, and I spend about an hour and a half there. I have the luxury of doing that at this stage of my life. And I go and I drink my coffee. I'm certain I know that what girls are going to work there. I mean, out of the five. And then I'm also certain what the coffee is going to taste like. I'm certain that one of the two or three desks that I sit at is going to be free. I know all that stuff's going to happen. So that's how I build a little bit of certainty in my day. I also don't put any of my meetings until after lunchtime. And the reason why I do that is so I can do things for me in the morning. I can fit in all my meetings after lunch easy. I also used to go around and just fit everyone else in, and I'll travel around and do that. And then I would have wasted a day. Now it's like, well, I'm going to be in this space. I won't be in that side of town until this day. If you need me to come to you, then it's got to be around that time on that day. Because if I'm coming to you, you're not choosing the time. And so that was one of the important things for me to really establish that certainty, structure, and order in my life, which allows me to then, allows my personality, very extroverted, eccentric personality, to then be funneled through that structure and order and that certainty. So, team, that is my conversation with you around the first human need. If you know somebody who needs a little bit more certainty, structure, and order in your life, and you think that would definitely benefit from this podcast, I'd love it if you would share with them. Otherwise, until next time, peace and pizza, kick today in the dick, and slay the dragon. I'll see you soon. To be everything at once, be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.